is the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Mike! Mike! Honey! You're nuts for the speech.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Daddy!
Sweetheart, it's getting late.
But I need help.
In the morning.
It'll only take a few minutes.
Honey, I'm due at a meeting.
Marcia, I'll help you.
Mother, it's math.
Early in the morning. Carol, phone Charlie and tell him I'll be a little bit late for the meeting. Something important came up.
How's the homework coming?
All done. Thanks to Daddy.
Good. What's that for?
For marrying him. All those important men. He kept them waiting, just on account of me.
Well, your daddy's pretty special.
Very special. I'll put them out, Mom.
Thanks, darling. After that, bed.
Where you should be.
No, she isn't. Look.
Well, where could she be?
I don't know.
Maybe we better go look for her.
Okay.
What are you two doing up?
We wanted a drink of water.
Well, isn't the upstairs faucet working?
Sure. But the kitchen water tastes groovier.
It's wetter.
Something?
No. I just wanted to see if anybody was, you know, still up.
Like who?
Beats me. Come on, Cindy.
Hey, you forgot your water.
Well, I'm not thirsty anymore.
Me neither. My dad should be Father of the Year. For dozens of reasons.
She's not in the family room. We better tell Mommy. Hey, look. There's a light on in Dad's den. Marcia wouldn't go in there. Maybe she did.
Hundreds. That's better.
We're not supposed to play in here.
Boy, you're really gonna get it.
What you writing?
It's private. That's why I came in here.
Oh, come on, what is it?
I bet it's a love letter.
Yeah, to that creep Felix Brown. Come on, let me see it.
Hi.
Oh, hi, honey. How'd your speech go?
Oh, I was merely brilliant.
Well, we all have our off nights.
That's right, yeah. Mr. Brady. Better luck next time.
As a matter of fact, I was asked to give the same speech to the CIA.
The CIA?
Yeah, it's not what you think. It's the Creative Institute of Architects.
I hope you saved your notes.
Yeah, they're right here. And right now, I'm going to put them away for safekeeping. What are you girls doing out of bed?
Jan and me were in bed.
Jan and I.
We just came down to find Marcia.
Marcia, what are you doing in my den?
Writing a love letter.
A love letter?
Well, sort of. To a creep.
It is not.
Jan, you and Cindy go to bed. Now, I'll handle this. Skedaddle, hurry up. Marcia, did you have your mother's permission to be up this late?
No, sir.
Did you have permission to be in my den?
It was the only place I could find that was private.
Sorry if I made you angry.
Hey. Remember our slogan around here? A wise man forgets his anger
before he lies down to sleep.
You give me a good night kiss. And we'll talk about it in the morning. Okay?
Okay.
Man forgets his anger before he lies down to sleep. Oh, come in.
Daddy?
Yes, Marcia?
Mother told me about your blueprints and your speech.
If you hadn't been in my den, that never would have happened.
I know. And I'm ready to be punished. I ruined your work.
Well, that part was an accident, sweetheart.
But the accident was my fault. If I put the top back on the bottle, you wouldn't have ruined all your work. Daddy, I'm really sorry.
Oh, come on now, Princess. There's another set of blueprints down at my office.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm positive. And I'll bet I can write a better set of notes for my speech, too. Now, come on. Give me a big smile. That's better. Come in, because court's in session. Prisoner ready to plead?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
Marcia Brady, you are charged with violating bedtime regulations, trespassing in my den, and indirectly fouling up my papers. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty?
The court hereby sentences you to one day at hard labor. Well, maybe not so hard. I'll leave a list with Alice of extra chores for you to do.
Thanks, Judge. You're out of sight.
Yeah, and you're late for school. Hi.
Oh, hi, honey. How was your day?
Okay, I guess. Where's Marcia?
Oh, doing all those chores, I imagine.
Well, I know one she didn't do. Sweep all the leaves off the front porch.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hi. Jan, I told Marcia to empty the waste baskets.
Marcia who?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hey, has anybody seen Marcia?
Not recently. Why?
Well, she was supposed to feed the dog 2 hours ago.
How do you know she didn't?
Well, mainly because he was chewing on one of my shoes.
And Dad doesn't even play golf. Every weekend, so he can spend more time with his family. Come in.
Marcia.
Hi, Dad.
Marcia, did you finish those chores I gave you?
No, sir. Not yet.
I thought I'd made myself very clear.
I was working on something else first.
Homework?
No, sir. Not homework.
Well, what then?
I'd rather not say.
Oh?
It's personal, Daddy.
Marcia, those chores were your punishment. Unless you can explain why you ignored them, I'm afraid I'm going to have to be more severe.
But I can't explain. Not now.
Very well, then. I'm grounding you for 1 week. No playground, no friend's house. When you come home from school, you're to come straight to your room.
But,
and
Dad...
no arguments about it.
Me, it's because I deserve it. Yours sincerely, Marcia Brady. Deadline for entries is... oh, no!
Boys, is there anything boys can't wear out?
Snow.
Snow wears out. They call it slush.
Huh? No, honey, I was just reading about snow up in the mountains. Let's go skiing this weekend.
Hey, that's a great idea. The kids will love it.
Oops, I forgot. Marcia's been grounded.
Oh, Mike. Mike, Marcia would rather ski than eat.
Well, I could suspend her sentence for the weekend. What do you think?
I think you're an old softy.
Oh, no, no, I'm a young softy.
Where's Marcia?
I don't know.
Here I am, Mommy.
Marcia, what on earth?
Where were you?
Mailing a letter.
At this hour? Down the track. You could have broken your neck.
I had to mail the letter.
Why?
I can't say.
Marcia, I've given you every chance possible. Now you've left me with no alternative. We're all going skiing this weekend. All except you.
Well, your father's right. You'll just have to stay with your grandparents. Now, come on, get into bed. Hurry up. Good night.
Good night. And no more going out the window.
Gentlemen, as judges of this year's Father of the Year contest, we face a very difficult decision. We have never had so many entries, and we have never read such marvelous essays, yet somehow we must make a decision by tomorrow.
We have narrowed it down to those three.
Right, but there can be only one winner. We'll simply have to read these and reread them until we can arrive at a final selection. Then one of these young people will soon be a very happy boy, or girl, as the case may be. David Wood, Arnold Collins, Marcia Brady.
Oh, it's instead of snow.
We made it for Alice to practice on.
She's never been on skis before. We're ready.
You ready? Okay. All right. Oh, well, that's not bad. Where are those poles?
Poles.
Atta girl. Thanks. Ah, now just up there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe if you walk sideways.
Ah, all right.
Oh, put the straps around your wrist.
Yes, I... All right. How many are you up there?
If we can use the boxes.
Oh, all right. Climb. Up there. One, two.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's going to be higher than I thought it was. Push or something. Whoa! All right. What's next?
Crouch. More knee bend.
Right.
Lean forward.
Poles ready?
Head up.
Go!
She'll need two more lessons. Maybe three.
Are you all right, Alice?
I hate to be the ugly American, but I do have a protest to register. Your snow's got splinters in it. Ooh, help me up, fellas.
Why don't you join us, Alice?
Yeah, come on, sit down.
My upper half wants to, but my bottom half disagrees. Thanks anyway.
What's wrong?
The children gave Alice her first skiing lesson today.
Oh, yeah? You flunked?
Well, I prefer to think of it as having proved a scientific theory. Everything that goes up sure as heck comes down.
Seeing Alice on skis is going to be worth the entire trip.
Yeah. I'd rather see Marcia on skis.
And, darling, we've been over that several times now. Rules are rules.
Maybe we ought to bend them just this once.
I want Marcia to go just as badly as you do, but she broke the rules. And it wouldn't be fair to the other children who didn't break the rules.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Now, remember, Cindy, let's try to cheer up Marcia. And whatever you do, don't mention the ski trip.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
We came to cheer you up.
You want to play some checkers?
No, thanks.
It's real nice weather, Al.
I suppose. Too bad you're not going skiing.
You know who's got the biggest mouth in the whole wide world next to you?
Who?
Nobody.
Jan, where's Cindy?
Outside in the backyard.
Good.
Look, Marcia, I'm taking my camera along on the ski trip, so you get to see everything that happens, even if you can't go.
I'm sorry I'm not going, but if you need the reason, it's worth it.
Golly, you must have some reason.
I've got a real big secret, but if I don't tell someone soon, I'm simply going to bust.
You mean you want to tell someone?
I don't want to. I have to.
How about me?
I wish I could, but can you keep a real secret? An honest-to-goodness never-tell-a-living-soul secret?
You know me, Marcia.
That's what worries me.
Please, I can keep a secret.
Do you swear?
I swear.
Do you double swear?
I double swear. I triple swear. I quadruple swear.
That's quadruple swear.
Okay, I quadruple swear. Well, you see, no, I don't think I can trust you. After I swear it and everything. All right, I'll trust you. The real reason I was writing that letter and the reason I sneaked out to mail it that night.
Yeah? Hey, what's going on? Marcia's telling me a secret. Will you get out of here?
I want to hear it too.
No way.
I can keep a secret good as anybody.
Oh, no, you can't. Remember when I borrowed Mother's perfume?
You told her. She was going to ask me anyway.
Marcia, I'm dying. I'm dying. I gotta know that secret.
Well, you girls guessed it about Felix Brown. I was writing the letter, and I had to mail it by midnight, or I wouldn't get it in time.
In time for what?
In time to invite me to the class dance.
Have you girls seen Peter?
We haven't seen him.
I sure hope he didn't hear the secret. Did you hear the secret, Greg?
What secret?
About Felix Brown.
Go ahead. Tell him all about Felix Brown. See if I care.
Mrs. Michael Brady?
Yes?
Lance Pierce. I phoned you earlier.
Oh, yes, you're from the local TV station.
KTRY. May I bring my crew in now?
Yes. Oh, I'm just dying to know what the award for Mr. Brady is. Is it the Creative Institute of Architects?
I'm sorry, we can't say. We want that moment of surprise from the whole family on film. Okay, boys.
Well, I'll get the children ready. Mr. Brady should be home in a half hour or so.
Set it up right over here. Set it there.
Which side do you think is my best side?
I don't think it makes any difference.
He's driving in! He's driving in!
Everybody take your places, like I told you.
Excuse me.
Oh, the award. Where's the... Oh, thank goodness. Mr. Samuels, I'll cue you. Ready? Pick him up at the door and pan him right over here. Everybody ready? Beautiful. Why me? Why do these things always happen to me? What is this?
Well, it's a surprise, dear.
Quick, swing everything over there.
Come on, come on, come here.
Okay, Mr. Samuels.
Mr. Brady, I am Hamilton Samuels, publisher of the Daily Chronicle. And it is my pleasure to announce that you have been chosen Father of the Year.
Father of the Year.
We received thousands of entries, and the judges decided that the best came from your daughter, Marcia.
Marcia? Was that what you were... That letter you had to mail, was that all part of this?
Perhaps you'd like to see the letter she wrote. We've been conducting this contest for many years, and we have never read a tribute like that.
And even though he's only been my dad for a short time, no father could be a realer father than Michael Brady.
A marvelous picture.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Oh, Mike, I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of Marcia, too.
Well, you should be. She's your daughter.
She's whose daughter?
Our daughter.